Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Richards checking in with entertainment news. We're talking about everything reopening, but Mission Impossible 7, the movie, shutting down again, huh?
Again, this movie just keeps shutting down over and over again. This is the Tom Cruise movie where last December he went on a tirade yelling at his crew because they weren't following the COVID protocols. Well, they do routine COVID-19 testing while they're making this film. Right now they're in the UK, and they had some positive tests pop up yesterday. So they have shut down production of the filming of this movie again. This happened, same thing last October, happened once before that. So, you know, the Mission Impossible may be, you know, finally getting this movie made. That seems to be the most impossible part of this movie, at least for right now.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be opening next year, but depending on, you know, delays and all that, who knows when we're going to finally get this movie.
What is coming soon is this new Barbra Streisand album. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Streisand she actually had already recorded a bunch of songs that did not get used on her album called Partners that came out in 2014, where she sang duets with Michael Bublé and Lionel Richie and John Mayer and Stevie Wonder, Blake Shelton, among many others. There were some songs left over, which are now part of this new Partners 2 album that will be coming out very shortly. Among the new duets that will be featured on this album, a duet with Willie Nelson, a duet with Barry Gibb, a duet with Kermit the Frog.
Nice.
The Barbara, I guess, is taking over for Piggy, is the new love interest. But they're going to do Rainbow Connection together, which I can imagine that'll be really a beautiful song. So we're going to look forward to that coming out in about, let's see, August 6th is the exact date for Release Me 2, actually, is the name of the new Streisand album.
We have a Dave Letterman report this morning, don't we?
We do. David Letterman is going to be making an appearance on Dave Chappelle's podcast on June the 8th. Last July, Dave Chappelle appeared on Letterman's Netflix show. Now he's returning the favor. And June the 8th, you'll be able to hear him on the, it's called Midnight Miracle podcast, called Dave Meets Dave. I can only imagine how hilarious and really interesting. The interview with Chappelle on Letterman's show was really interesting. I have to think that this will not only be hilariously funny, but also equally as interesting. Last night, Michael Che was on Jimmy Kimmel, and Dave Chappelle kept interrupting the broadcast. It was hilarious. He just kept barging in to promote his podcast that he's got coming up. But Dave Meets Dave, and that's going to be June the 8th, wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Two really smart and really funny guys. And I have to tell you, Dean, for the first time ever, I made myself watch a full episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And
this show is ending. The Kardashian thing is ending. Don't get hooked into it now.
No, I'm not.
They're shutting that whole thing down.
I'm not hooked. I'm fascinated the way I am with a car wreck. You know, you talk about why some Americans or some people around the world hate us here in the United States. It's because of shows like this. I couldn't believe how insipid this program is.
I'm proud to say that I've never watched a full episode. At the beginning I would put it on just to see what everybody was talking about, And then I felt dirty watching it. I felt like this is so stupid that I can't even sit and watch this.
Stupid, phony, and by about the seventh episode, I'd had enough. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. I can't even believe you got in that far.
No, but, I didn't. I didn't.
Somebody, we need a Bob intervention, a Kardashian Bob intervention. Oh, speaking of you, by the way, yesterday, you know, I was at the Museum of Science and Industry for their Marvel exhibit, which is awesome, by the way. But you asked if your voice is still being used on the coal mine exhibit.
Oh, yeah.
And while the coal mine exhibit is still closed, they haven't reopened it yet for the pandemic. I did ask, and they told me that your voice is still featured as a part of the coal mine exhibit. When did you do that? When did you record that, do you think?
Probably more than 25 years ago, I would think. But, you know, being in the iconic coal mine, I mean, this is number one on my resume.
Very definitely. This is like, I'm sure Lester Holt brags that he's the guy on that video that you see when you go for jury duty Cook County. You know, it's like from back when he was over at Channel 2.
Well,
in the old days. It's iconic, you know.
Thanks for checking on the coal mine, because I'd heard a rumor that they were changing or had changed format and threw me out. But that's nice to know that I'm still in there.
No, you're still golden. You're still golden there.
That old DJ is worth listening to.
Of iconic.
Dean Richards has some weekend viewing suggestions. What do you like?
Yeah, the movie. I think we have just okay movies for this weekend. But if you like scary movies, if you remember the Conjuring series that starred Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga, they are these paranormal investigators. Really, a couple that just has not met an exorcism that they didn't like. They love going to whatever is scariest. They've got a new scenario now where a demon slips into the body of this guy from a young boy who is originally possessed. The guy winds up committing a brutal murder, and they you know, go out to prove that he is actually possessed by the devil, so that it was the demon that committed the murder and not the man. So there's a bit of a legal twist to all of this. There are plenty of, you know, scary white-knuckling jolts and jerks in this movie. I would say that it's not quite as intense as the previous Conjuring movies, but if you like scary movies, it's pretty good. Scary Light, I think, is a good way to put this one. I gave it a Dean's C+. This one you can see in theaters and also on HBO Max. On the completely other end of things, there's one for the whole family called Spirit Untamed, the story of a young girl who moves from the city to a rural small town where she finds the only thing that she loves there is a wild horse that she instantly connects with. All is good until this horse wrangler, heartless horse wrangler, and those are the worst kind of horse wranglers, by the way.
Of course.
Comes along trying to steal her new best friend. So it's about saving the horse. A nice story, but really nothing new, nothing really unique about this movie, Spirit Untamed. But for the kids, you know, it's a story of loyalty. It's a story of tradition, adventure. You can't beat any of those things. I gave this one a Dean's List C+. Also, this one you're only going to find in theaters. Now, streaming, there are a couple of things that are new. There's a new one that's on Apple TV Plus this weekend called Lisey's Story that stars Julianne Moore, and it's an adaptation of a Stephen King novel about a widow who becomes the object of a dangerous stalker who is obsessed with her late husband, Warren.
Are you in a garbage truck that's backing up?
It is a garbage truck that's backing up. You know your sounds very, very well.
Oh, really?
We're out in the chopping block on Lincoln Square, where we're doing some cooking this morning.
I won the contest.
It's been nice and peaceful and quiet all morning long here today until we're on the air with you.
Of course.
And then the big garbage truck decides to go down the alley backwards, I might add. Lisey's story is a series that Stephen King himself adapted for television. He calls this one of his favorites. There is also a new series that's on Netflix that's called Sweet Tooth that is about a young boy who is part human and part animal. And it's a very kind of quirky story about this guy who kind of lives his life quietly all by himself because of his peculiar biological situation. He's befriended by a wanderer who set off on a journey to look for the answers to why he is that way. And again, that one is on Netflix right now. Finally, just for the first weekend of Pride Month, I'm recommending the documentary that was originally on PBS about 10 years ago called American Experience Stonewall Uprising. It follows the events. I think the garbage truck is making the other round now. The garbage truck is coming forward now, I believe. I'll keep you posted on that breaking story. But this documentary follows the events of the Stonewall riots in New York and how it sparked the gay rights movement. That one you can watch on Amazon Prime. I had no idea how involved it was being a sanitation worker this morning, but it's a lot of back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of driving forward, a lot of driving backwards.
Dirty sort of job.
You got to motion the driver
somebody's
to go when the garbage is in. Yeah.
It's a risky job. Somebody's got to do it. Dean, you have a good weekend. Stay clear of refuse vehicles going in reverse. Talk to you Monday.
That's good advice for everybody this weekend.
See ya.